Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Ayin Hey, the second to last daf here in Meseches Baba Basra. Today's shiur has a couple of sponsors. First sponsored in memory of Avram Yedidya Ben Yaakov Berger, a dedicated husband, father, grandfather, a devoted chassid of Gur, that is in memory of Avram Yedidya Ben Yaakov Berger. Also, Le'ili Nishbas Ha'isha Rivka Bashifra, and also it continues to be sponsored, L'Refua Shalema Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, a beloved pillar of the Boca Raton community from the Nussbaum family, and we wish the Torah that we learned together should be Neshamas for the Aliyah and Refua Shalema for all of the Cholei Yisrael. Okay, so we are on Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, second to last daf here in Baba Basra, and we got into the sugyas of Arev. On Kuf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, we have the sources of Arvus, and Arvus meaning being an Arev, a cosigner. It's related to the concept of Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, that each Jew is connected to each other. There is a affinity between those concepts of being an Arev, being a guarantor to a loan, and Arevus, every Jew being connected to each other, but it's really different concepts. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh is based on the pasuk at the end of the Torah, HaNistaros LaShem Elokeinu, and here Arvus, as we saw, has to do either with the psukim, as we saw Anochi Ervenu by Yehuda, or the pasuk in Mishle, and at the end we said it's a svara. It is interesting. We didn't mention on 2 days ago's daf, Lamaskana, how does it work? The Achronim wonder. Lamaskana, there's a svara. What's the svara given right before the two dots back on Kuf Ayin Gimel on the base? Piyahu Hana to come Hemenle, Gomer Umishtabin Navshe. With the Hana'a that the Arev gets, that he knows people believe him, people think that he's a trustworthy fellow, so that is why he's ready to be Meshabed himself. So does that Svara stand on its own, the Maskana? That Arvus is also based on Svara? Put it on the list with all the halachas that are based on Svara. Pesha Asro, Pesha Hitir, Hamotzim Echaver Olav Araya, Yehari Val Yavar for murder, right? Why is his blood redder than my blood? All the halachas that end up just being based purely on Svara, put this on the list, right? Bahiyana. Or no, the source is a pasuk. It could be Anochi Arvenu, it could be the pasuk in Mishle, and the svara is just getting out of a problem. It's working together. Maybe it's working, it's overcoming the problem of Arvus has one, being an Arev has one of two problems. Either there's a lack of a Maisa Kinyan, I owe you money, I wasn't Kona anything. There's no Maisa Kinyan. So maybe Pihahi Hanoa somehow, some Achronim say, act like a Maisa Kinyan. That Hanoa has a Kesa value, so it's as if I got something of value, and then I give you, and then I'm going to pay you in the future, or I commit now to pay you in the future. Is that what it's solving? Or maybe it's solving the Gemira's Das problem. That's the other problem. How do I know I'm serious? Right, how do I know? As we saw, maybe at the beginning of the Sugya, again, Kufay and Gimel Mabez, connected our Arif to Asmachta. Right, which is Gemira's Das problem. Who knows that he's serious? How could you say that he's committing if he didn't really get anything? So maybe Bahayana gets out of that problem. If he knows that people are relying on him and he's so happy about that, then he's really ready to commit. So Lamaskana, it is not clear whether the Svara, again, that's given to Lamaskana, works by itself independently, like the other halachas related to Svara, or based on Svara, or it also works with the psukim. Okay, let's do a little bit more about Arev, because today's daf continues with Arev, and also gets into another Shas topic, these two topics that are mentioned here at the end of Meseches Baba Basra. So we'll pick up with the fourth to last skinny line on Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, as we get into Di'itmar. We're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara here has been discussing the Arev of Aksuba. The Gemara said that being an Arev on Aksuba is less serious than an Arev on, let's say, a milveh. Why? Because as we'll see, the Gemara is going to say, by Aksuba, when people say, yeah, if something happens, I'll pay it, it could be they're not serious. There is more of a problem, too, that we mentioned. More of a Gemira's Das problem. Because we might say people are just doing that because they want the people to get married. They want to, help the shidduch happen. But whatever it takes, I'll do. Yeah, fine, I'll pay for your ksuba, don't worry about it, just get married. But it could be that they're not serious about it. So that's why an Arev of ksuba is more problematic to assume that that's a real Arev than normally. And again, Arev itself has one of those two problems, as we discussed. So ksuba is also weaker. So the Gemara, point number one, and also remember, point number two, that a kablon is a strong type of cosigner, guarantor, than an arev. Arev ragil is one level of commitment. A kavlan, as was discussed on yesterday's daf, is something someone stronger, that he uses a different lashon, he says tain, maybe lumdis-wise, it's as if, as we saw the Rashbam on yesterday's daf, it's as if there's a shlichus. If I just tell you to give so-and-so, it's as if I'm really giving and you're my shliach, and that's why I have to pay you back. Either way, that was the fact that a kavlan is more, is stronger. So the Gemara says, here has the discussion, how do we know that an Ari of Aksuba is somewhat different? That's what we're getting into now. Itmar, because the Bryce, the discussion of the Amoram is as follows. Arev d'ksuba, d'vayakol lo mishtabed. If you have a regular Arev of a ksuba, everybody agrees that there's no shibud created. He's saying it because the only one, he wants them to get married. Kablon d'balchov. If you have the opposite, both are stronger. A kablon, which is a strong guarantor. And a balchov, which is more serious than a ksuba, you can assume, d'vayakol mishtabed. Everybody agrees that in that case, the shibud would work and the shibud would kick in. So those are the two extremes. The weakest of the weak, Arev of Aksuba, and the strongest of the strong, a Kablan of a Balchov. What about the middle cases? Kablan de Aksuba. The Arev de Balchov, Pligi. That's the Machlokas. When you have a Kablan, a strong Arev in the context of a Aksuba, yes, and an Arev, which is the weaker one in the context of a Balchov, which is a stronger context. Pligi, that's the Machlokas. Mar Savar, one holds, I Isle Nichse Lalove Mishtabed, I Lesle Lo Mishtabed. One holds that in both of these cases, if the Love, or if the husband has a money, has property at the time of the loan, so then the Arev will commit. The Arev will be more likely to commit because he doesn't think that he's really going to have to pay. There's a good chance that the love slash husband will have money himself, and therefore he's ready to be mishabed himself. He's ready to commit. Lastly, if he doesn't have any money now, who says he's going to get money in the future? That's really like asmachta. That's really Gemira's Das problem, and therefore we would say, according to this opinion, lo mishtabed, that the Sheba does not kick in. And Mar Savar, in the other opinion, holds, no, bein isle, bein lesle mishtabed, no, the Sheba works. There's a concept of Arvus, and whatever the Chiddush is, based on the Pasuk, based on the Svara, it means that even though he doesn't get anything, still, he's ready to commit himself. That's the Machlokas. Good. The Hilchasa, the Gemara ends off by saying the halacha is, and we're going to go with the Bach and the Rashbam's Girsa here. They changed the Girsa here. Arev, if you look at Oz Beis, the Hilchasa, Bikulhu Mishtabed. They all work. All the cases of Arev work. Bar, may Arev Tiksuba. Except for the Arev by Aksuba, which is the weaker Arev in the weaker context. Ta'avagab de Isbein Laba, lo Mishtabed. Day number one, Arvus always works. Except for Arev Diksuba. That doesn't work. By Taima, why? And here the Gemara says it explicitly. Why doesn't it work? Because of Mitzvah Hu D'Avad. He is just performing a mitzvah. That is what we think. Mitzvah Hu D'Avad. V'lav Midi Chasrei. And she, after all, is not losing anything. She's not losing anything. I usually commit because I know that you're going to lose something, but here, she is not losing anything when she gets married, and therefore, it is not a strong commitment that has to be had. Let's talk about both of these points. First of all, she's not losing anything. So the Rashbam says on that, on the first, last skinny lines, Hamish mitzvah hu da'avad, we'll get back to the first half, Aval miskavin lezavgan, he just wants them to get married, Shede arva zum misratzin, they'll agree, V'lo midi chasrei la'isha, Daha, tavla meisav tendu, quoting the Gemara, elsewhere, beginning of Kiddushin, tavla meisav tendu, and lemeitav armalo, a woman wants to get married even more than a man needs to get married, therefore a woman will have less standards in terms of getting married, Ula tovasa, she needs the Savta, she needs the connection even deeper than a man does, as the Chazal knows psychologically. And it's all litovata. And therefore, she's not missing anything, and that's why this case of Ksuba is different. The commitment will be less. There is a question in the Rishonim, Meseches Gittin, whether you need both of these for it not to be serious. After all, they're just doing a mitzvah, and it's not a real bona fide obligation, and lami di chasrei, and they're not losing anything. Tosfos one place says that you need both conditions. Others, the Ritva says that midi chasrei is the ikker point. Okay, but the other point mentioned here is mitzvah hu da'avad. So that's interesting. Mitzvah hu da'avad. What mitzvah are they doing? What mitzvah are they doing? The answer seems to be the mitzvah of getting married. This seems to be a raya to the Rambam and against the Rush. Pashtus, again, there are three or four Gemaras in Shas that give some insight into the sugya of whether getting married is a mitzvah or not. A very famous discussion, whether Purvu is for sure a mitzvah. That we know. That's mitzvah number one that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes in his Sefer, and that's Befurish in Gemaras and Maseches Yevamos. But what about getting married? Is getting married a mitzvah? So you get different impressions. Look at the beginning of the first, beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. What does the Gemara there say? Aser l'kadesh ad she'irena. And a person doing Kiddushin should see his wife before he marries her, right? So as not to violate v'yafla recha kamocha. But how does the parak start off? Mitzvah bo yosubi bishlucho. It's a mitzvah to do it himself more than giving it to a shliach. So mitzvah. The language of mitzvah. So you might say the mitzvah is talking about puravu. Some rishonim there discuss mitzvah. The Gemara also relates that to the woman. Mitzvah ba yosvei b'shlucha. You'll tell me it's a mitzvah for the woman to be involved in puravu? That's the question of the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, the Shita of the Ron there. So some rishonim definitely understand that mitzvah to be puravu, which then wouldn't be a problem for the Shitas that say marriage is not a mitzvah. It's talking about puravu, but it's difficult to put that into the words of the Gemara. Sounds like mitzvah bo yosvei b'shlucha is talking about the Kedushin itself, not what the Kedushin is going to lead to. Unless you say it just means a hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah, it's used loosely. Hechsher mitzvah, it's a preparatory stage for the mitzvah. So that's one way to read. But either way, that Gemara though seems to be a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly in more than one place, it's a mitzvah, both Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Hilchos Ishus, that it is a mitzvah daraisa just to get married, separate from having children. That's the Rambam who gives a little history in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. Kodem at the Torah, or the Rambam in at least four places, gives history. Interesting why he gives history in these contexts. Hilchos Ishus, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Chanukah. At a few places he gives history, but here's one. Hilchos Ishus. Kodem at the Torah, haya adam poge isha bashuk. Imratza hu vihi lisa osa. It used to be in the olden days, before Maimon Har Sinai, if two people want to get married, nisuin, they just decide and they start living together. Machrisa labesa ubala bein olavein asmo. He brings her into his house, and they have bia, v'tielo le'isha, mazel tov. Kivat she'nit na Torah, once the Torah was given, things changed. Nitztavu Yisrael, shem yirtza ha'ish li'isa isha, yikna osa t'chila b'fnei edim, v'yachar kach tielo le'isha. A context has to be created first, there has to be a kinyan done, kiddushin, she'ne'emar, ki yikach ish isha uva ileha, and a mitzvah of kiddushin. And the Rambam says, "V'likuchin elu mitzvahs asei shel Torahim." And these kiddushin is a mitzvah daraisa. And then he gets into the very famous line, which has had much ink spilled on it over the past 800 years. Ubeechan, at least according to this gersa, ubeechan mishlosh advarim isha nikneis. Three ways: kasef shtar ubia, bebia v'shtar min haTorah, ubekasef midivrei sofrim. And that's the big mystery. What does he mean, midivrei sofrim? It's based on gzeira shava. Divrei sofrim often means midrabanan. How can it be midrabanan? It's based on gzeira shava. And the Kesef Mishnah here quotes, maybe there's another girsa out there, the Rambam changed his mind, but either way, at least according to this girsa, it's challenging, and one has to figure out exactly what the Rambam means. But either way, for our purposes, it's mitzvah daraisa. That's clear. And the Rambam says this just in case we think that, oh, maybe it's a different girsa. Maybe it's, or not girsa, maybe we think it's a fluke. But says the Rambam at the end of Parak Gimel, that you make a birchas hamitzvah on marriage before you get married, kiderach shemavarchin al kol mitzvos. Right, just like you make a brach on all mitzvahs, that's the Rambam and Gimel Chaf Gimel. Kol makadish isha, tzarach levarach kodem kiddushin, hu oshlucho, v'yachar kach makadish, kiderach shemavarchin al kol kodem kol mitzvos. The Rambam is clear. It's a mitzvah, daraisa, along with a birchas ha-mitzvah. And the Rosh argues, the Rosh at the beginning of Subis, comments in Aleph Yud Beis, that no, what do you mean it's a mitzvah? You call that a mitzvah? It's a hechsher mitzvah, says the Rosh. It's a preparatory stage. After all, the Rosh says, two or three rayas. Number one, this bracha doesn't sound like a birchas ha-mitzvah. Right? Asher k'neshana b'vitzosa v'tzivanu. Okay, so far so good. But then, why don't we say l'kadesh isha? What do we say? Ala arayos v'asalanos arusos v'itolanos urusos lana dechuba v'kiddushin. That doesn't sound like a berachas mitzvah. That sounds like a berachas shevach. So, if there's no berachas mitzvah, maybe it's not a mitzvah, says the Rush. Number one. Number two, says the Rush, it's in the Yesh Makshim piece here in Perak Aleph Simin Yud Beis, says the Rush. V'yesh makshim anusach brachazu lo meim avarach nasher kadoshanim v'sosav v'sivanu l'kadosh es isha va'od heichan matzinu bracha kazos shemevarachan al masha aser lo nakadosh baruch hu. Where else do you have a Aravaracha that you are acknowledge Hashem's assering what's usser? We don't say she'asa lanu ever menachai v'hita lanu asa shachut. We don't say that. We just say alashchita. Va'od ma inin lahasker arayis pekan. Va'od ma lanu lahasker chupa pekan. Kivet shemavarchin birchas erusin. So that one already people answer that erusin is the beginning of the process. And then he says, where's the language of chiyuv? Ki yikach. I don't see a tzivui there. I just see a story, a background. Veneer, really, that's why the Rush argues. Ki bracha zu, eina bracha lasiyas ha-mitzvah, ki piri v'rivya hainu kiyim ha-mitzvah. Puruvu is the mitzvah. If you take a pilegesh, and you're mekayim puruvu, says the Rush, not that he's suggesting that, but if one would do that, you don't have to be mekayim, you don't have to be mekayim the Janisha. Right? V'cheina nose zekena islandis, o akara. Right? A 100-year-old man marries a 99-year-old woman. Right? Do they have to, they have a mitzvah? Right? There's no mitzvah puruvu. Right, he says there. There's no mitzvah. There's no bracha because there's no mitzvah. That's the Rush. That's the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Rush. And there are many other shitas involved in that. The Ritva has an amazing shita in Ksubas Daf Zayin, where the Ritva says it's a mitzvah, but it's not a birchas mitzvah. And he just said, the Rambam says it's a birchas mitzvah, it just doesn't look like it. The Ritva has the middle shita. It's a mitzvah without a birchas mitzvah, and there he has to explain why warrant the Rabbanan Misakein a regular birchas mitzvah by marriage. But in any case, this Gemara, just on the surface, again, it's not a Raya Machrachas, but just uses the Lashon, by an Arev Diksuba, so the person might not be Mishtabed. Why? Mitzvah hu da'avad. That's the Lashon of mitzvah. So that Lashon comes up here, comes up elsewhere. So it's a smach. It's a smach to the Rambam, but it's not a Raya Machrachas. The Rush could say it means a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Rush could say it just means he's doing a good thing. A good thing is used very loosely here, by maybe even means just by writing the Ksuba, not even by getting married. And there are other ways to interpret their Gemara. There are, just to be fair, we mentioned two Gemaras, there are Gemaras that point against the Rambam. There are Gemaras that seem like the Rush. Right, so that's the Gemara. There's a Gemara that says you can't get married on Yontif. And the Gemara says, not only, what about Nisuin? What about Kiddushin, where you're not doing a mitzvah? Uses that Lashon. So again, there are Gemaras that point to the other direction, but we'll have to leave it for now. Maybe we'll see if there's time later to return. Okay, generally there's not. Okay, we're up to Amar Rav Huna, fourth law. We're getting into a new section. Now, just one final point on Arvus, and that is, I don't know if we ever cataloged the... So we mentioned the problems of Arvus. The way to get out of the problems of Arvus is to view Arvus as what? So there are different ways to view it. There's a Tosfos written in the first parak of Kiddushin. Ki'ilu, the Arev got the money. That's an extreme way of viewing it, but that would make it simpler once you say that Chiddush. Is Ki'ilu the Arev got the money, so there was kind of like a Maisa Kinyan, and that's what this Gemira does, right? Or, the lesser way, some Achronim say, is that the Hana'a is Ki'ilu, the Maisa Kinyan is valued as Kesef, and therefore is Ki'ilu the Arev got something. The biggest Chiddush would be, but maybe this is the simplest way to understand it, is that it's a Chiyuv based on Amira. Right, we find that sometimes, that you could just create an obligation based on saying something. This is how the Rambam seems to understand Arvus. This is a very important Rambam. We can't not mention this somewhere along the lines of these dafim. The Rambam says, in the sugya of Hodas Valdin, the Rambam says in Hilchas Bechira, Perak Yud Aleph, Halacha Tezvav. And then we'll continue. Hamachayev Atzmo, B'mamon, La'acher, below Tznai Klal. I go over to you and say, I owe you $1 million. That's what I do. Hamachayev atzmo b'mamon la'acher below tnai klal af al pishlo hayachayev lo klum. Even though there are edim that we've never met each other before, we know for sure 100%. I don't owe you anything. The Rambam says if I go to you and say I owe you money, harei zechayev. I'm allowed to do that. Shiz davar zeh kemo matanahu ve'ena asmachta. This is not an asmachta. Asmachta means it's totally on a future event that didn't happen yet. No. This is a gift right now. I'm giving it to you. Ketzad. Ha'omer le'edim, and we'll get to the last three words, which are the key words for us. Ha'omer le'edim, hey you alai edim, shani chayev l'ploni mana. Be edim that I am chayev to so-and-so a mana. O shekasav lo bishtar, harini chayev l'chamana. Or he wrote in a star. Aval bish ain't sham edim. O sh'amar lo bifnei edim, harini chayev l'chamana bishtar. Aval bish lo amar debedai. Ha'ol v'amar bishtar, harizikibish amar hey you alai edim. V'chayev l'shalim, af al pi she shnei emodim, v'yo edim yodim, shalom hayu es lo klum. Even though they both admit to each other, we've never met each other before. You're a really nice guy. I see right now. But we've never met each other, and there are Edom that I don't know you anything. Still, Shaharechiyev Atzmo v'gamar v'shibet Atzmo. He was Meshabin himself. Then the Rambam adds. And whenever the Rambam has a comparison, he never had to do that. If he does it, it's important. He's telling us something. The Rambam says, hold on, both in works. Why? Kimo sheyishtabed ha'arev. Last three words. Just like an arev can obligate himself. So on the surface, the Rambam is saying, just like an arev obligates himself without getting anything, so to here, he's obligating himself without getting anything. But also, it sounds like that he's obligating himself just by saying words. So just like he's comparing arev to here, he must be comparing here to arev. And therefore, some say, this is not, there's no ha-hi ha-no, and there's no ki-ilu, he got it. No, he didn't get it. But you could create a chirib just through amira. And that's the Rambam, Kemoshi, Ishpai, Arif, V'kazeh, Horu, Rov, Gaonim. And this is what Rov, Gaonim say. This is again the Rambam, Hilchas Bechira, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha, Tezvav. The next Rambam right after this is the one we've focused on in Hashkafik Shirim in the past, and that's to be Mechayiv yourself in the Davar Sheino Katsuv. The Rambam says, if I go to you and say, I obligate you to pay you anything you tell me. So that's nothing. Right, it has to be katsuv, and then that's why the Beis Halevi uses this in Mishpatim to say, how could Asa v'Nishma work? Right, after all, they didn't know what they were getting themselves into. Again, something that we've touched on in the past, but not for now. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, four, five lines up. Amar Rav Huna, Shchiv Meira, Shikdashkot HaChasav, Ashchiv Meira, or anyone who thinks they're going to die, the Shach expands it, Simen Pei Zayin, Pei Aleph, somebody thinks they're going to die, Shikdashkot HaChasav, they gave all of their property to the Beis HaMikdash. They think that, so v'yamar, mana ploni biyadi, and then after, let's say on Monday, they gave all their property to the Beis HaMikdash, then on Tuesday, they said, oh, you know what, a hundred of what I gave, you know, I owe somebody else. I really couldn't have given that because it's owed already. Ne'eman, he is believed. Mana ploni biyadi ne'eman. Chazaka ein adam osa kunun yal hektish. People don't fool around with hektish money. People don't fool around. And therefore, if they gave it all to Hekdesh, and they know now that by saying it belongs to so-and-so, they're going to take out for a Hekdesh, people aren't going to joke around about that. So we assume he's serious. We assume he's serious. A person doesn't do kanunya on Hekdesh. The Rishonim here are bothered. Didn't we have a couple of days ago? We had a holy baya back in the ninth parak in Misha Meis, right? Tosas quotes it. Tosas quotes it in Kuf Mem Ches. Right, didn't we have a couple of weeks ago, in Ibaya Dolo Ifshita, it was an unanswered question. Does Shchiv Meira work by Hakdasha? We said Shchiv Meira works if you give away all of your possessions. Give. But the Gemara had a question. What happens if you sell? What happens if you're Makdish? What happens if you're Mafkir? What happens if you give to Staka? And those were the last three were Ba'ayos Dolo Ifshita. So doesn't this Gemara seem to be taking a stand? Right, to say that, is it a mana Shchiv Meira that you can be chozer? So it sounds like from here that you cannot be chozer really, unless you're giving it to someone else, or maybe you can be chozer, but does this Gemara seem to be taking a stand on this issue? So all the Rishonim struggled to figure out how this Gemara is different than the Gemara beforehand on Daf Kuf Mem Ches. Tosva says, well, when he was Makdash, he wasn't a Shchiv Meira. It means that he's being chozer bo when he was a Shchiv Meira. That's Tosfos. V'nira l'ri, d'mayri b'shchiv meira shehikdish k'hayashaya bari es l'chasav. V'amar hashtanami mana l'ploni b'yadi ne'eman. Right, that's the Tosfos. Other Rishonim give other answers. But again, this is a troublesome question, because why did the Gemara just bring this discussion there over here? The Ritva says, v'kaimali v'yesha tirtsu d'mei hashamina d'teku d'lel chumr d'hedyo. Maybe the Gemara knows this. This Gemara is not saying bavada. It's saying because that Gemara was a teku, so we have to be machmir for the hedyo, and you can't be chozer bo unless you have this svara of osin kununya, not osin kununya on hekdesh. Okay, and there are other answers as well, but that's an important question. And this Gemara works with the earlier one. Good, but anyway, the case is, Rav Huna says, somebody's makdish, all the nechasim, and then they say, I want to take one away and give it to Ploni, they're believed. Chazaki and adam osin kununya on hekdesh. Mask of Lorav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, really? That applies to Hektish, but what about v'chi adam osek kenunya abanav? What about someone's children? Are they more serious about Hektish money than their children's money? What's the case? The Ravish Wold Amitravayu. Shchiv Meira Sh'amar Mana L'ploni Biyadi. A Shchiv Meira that says that so-and-so has, I owe so-and-so this money. Right? All of his property is going to go to his children. And now he's taking something away from his children. Just like we said before, all the property is going to Hektish. And he's taking something away from Hektish. So what do we say? People don't fool around by Hektish. And here, Do they fool around by a person's children? So what is the halacha? Amar tznu, says Rav and Shmuel. If he said, tznu, mana laploni, nostin, you have to give it. Lo amar tznu, ein nostin. But if he doesn't say tznu, then you don't listen to him. And you give the money to the kids. You think he's faking. Alma, what do you choshesh? Adam asui shelo lahasbia esbanav. A person, we have to assume, might want to make his children not look so rich. Really, it's their money. But he's making up a story so they don't look so rich. Why doesn't he want his children to look rich? The Rabbeinu Gershom here says maybe it's an ayin hara. People are going to stare at them. The Adrama says maybe people are going to try to steal from them. But either way, for whatever reason, a person doesn't want his kids to look so rich. So therefore, we don't believe him in his chazara, and the kids get to keep it. So why in that case do we say the kids get to keep it? Well, in the Hekdesh case, we say Hekdesh does not get to keep it. So Achanami says the Gemara, Adam Asui Shalol Asvi Asatzmo. A person doesn't want himself to look rich, and therefore he's saying, oh, I'm giving more, I'm giving part of it to so-and-so. It's not all going to Hekdesh. So what's the difference? We'll get back to that. Let's just finish first. Ki ka'amar. You're right. The Gemara says, ki ka'amar Rav Huna. When Rav Huna says that you can be chozer bo from the case of Hekdish, the hus of the nakat shtara. That's a case where the malveh that he's saying he really owes has a shtar. If he has a shtar, that's why you can take it away from Hekdish and trust this guy's words that he owes so and so. Says the Gemara, Michlal, if that's the case, then the parallel case, Michlal de Rav Shmuel de lo nakat shtara. What Rav Shmuel's case, he's not holding a shtar. And the children still get to keep it, and you don't give it to the other person. Amar tznu, no sin, milval. But it says, but there, what about the other case now? If you said tznu, Ravish will agree that you give it. Why should you have to give it? If he's holding a shtar, he's not holding a shtar, but he says tznu, why should they have to give it? Milva alpe avi. It's only considered a milva alpe. For Ravish Shmuel, damit shavayo, milva alpe, eino gova, lomina yarshav, lomina lakuchos. A milve alpen or a loan cannot be collected from Yarshim, right, or from Lekuchos, right? So therefore, why should, if he says tenu work? So Gemara says, well, back to the question. Again, why in the Hekdesh case do we say he can be chozer bo? Well, in the children case, he cannot be chozer bo. Answer number one was holding a shtar versus not holding a shtar. So we reject that. So Ela, Omar, Rav Nachman, Idi, V'idi, Drakit Shtara. He's holding a shtar in both cases. So why does it work or not? Velokasha hoda mekuyam hadalo mekuyam. The difference is it a shtar mekuyam? Is it already verified? In the case of Hekdesh, it's a verified shtar. And that's why it's collectible. In the case of children, it's not verified. So therefore, why is it collectible? Amar tznu kaimi l'shtari. If he says tznu, it's as if he's being mekayim l'shtar. It has that power. The mava doesn't have to be mekayim it. Lo amar tznu, lo kaimi l'shtari. But if he didn't say tznu, that's not a kiyum l'shtar. And then, rechoshesh, dilma, as Rashbam says here, mishum shelo lahasbi esbanav amar hachi. Maybe he didn't really mean it. Maybe he's just saying it so his kids don't look rich. V'lo gavi ad mekayim l'shtari. And when they say he can't collect it, it means until the shtar is mekuyam. Period. Ask the Rishonim. Ask the Rashba, the Ritva, what is the Gemara saying here in the Hekdesh case? Maybe we're nervous. Let's say if tznu isn't said, shelo lasbi esbanav. He doesn't want his children to look rich. Wait a minute. He gave shelo lasbi esatzmo, I should say, esbanav. He doesn't want himself to look rich, and therefore he says some of it is owed to so and so. He just gave away all of his stuff. He's not rich. He has nothing. So what does that mean? Shelo lasbi esatzmo. Or his bana. They don't have anything now because he gave it all away. Let's say in the Hekdesh case. So what does that mean? Shelo lasbi esatzmo. So different answers given. The Rashba says the Pirish Ravid. He asked the question. V'im tomar kivish Hekdesh kol nachasav. My shelo lasbi esatzmo ika. Pirish Ravid zal shelo bisha amar harini makdish kol nachasai kamar ela bisha Hekdesh kol nachasav she yeshlo yedu imanu. He says all of this stuff is Hekdesh. Maybe he has a Swiss bank account somewhere, right? Maybe he has something hiding somewhere. So, says the Rashba, that's all, that's why he might still have stuff. And you might still say, Shelo lasbi esatzmo works. Or the Ritva says, you know, he doesn't want people to think that he was rich, even though he gave away all of his possessions. But in the past, Lama Freya, they might think he's rich, and therefore, that's what the Gemara means. Okay. Good. There's also an interesting, just to mention the Shita. Some Achronim wonder, this Gemara seems to be looking at Hekdesh and taking things out of Hekdesh in the world of Chazakos. Right? Do we assume the person has the power to be motzi it may rishus Hekdesh, to be machnesit le rishus Hekdesh? There is an important Shita of the Shev Shmaitzel. I don't know if we mentioned. The Shem Shvaitzer writes in, which is, as we know, the Ksos from Aryeh Leib HaKohen Heller has various Sfarim, the Avni Miluim he wrote on Eben Ezer. The Ksos, his most famous work on Choshen Mishpat, and the Shev Shmaitza, written on different topics of Shas, which they say he gave out of Sheva Brachas. Shev Shmaitza, seven topics, which the topics are very lumdish and long, all about Chazokis and Roves. So there in Shmaitza Vav, Perek Dalid, he says, when we have the concept of Hektish, it's not the same as giving it to a Hedyot, or taking it out of Hektish. Says the language of the Ksos. To answer a question which we're not going to get into now. Muchrach misah. Dinehi debemeyed lahotzi mamon meirushus hedyo. Lirushus gavoa. Havi le mishum hotzoas mamon. Ve'ein eid echanemun bo. To be moti mamon from another person, it's muchsak. Habos mech ver lavaraya. And therefore an eid echan would not be strong enough. Ava lahefech lahoid meirushus gavoa lirushus hedyot. Lo ichpat lan behektish. Mishum Toras Mamon Shebo, Ela Mishum Toras Isser Sheyeshbo. Hektish isn't as much a Rishus, which is Muchsak, but it's a status of Isser on it. Status of Isser, which reminds us a little bit of what we discussed often, a long time ago, about Kachay Mizbeah, Kachay Bet HaKabayis. They might work differently. We discussed Reb Chaim, that Kachay Bet HaKabayis really becomes Shel Hektish, while Kachim is Beach really just gets the status of Hektish. So this Ksos works better according to the Kachim is Beach in Reb Chaim's view. But either way, he says, it's not the Torah's Mamon Shebo, Ela Mishum Torah's Isser Sheyishbo. V'lochein Amrinan Be'i, Eit Echa Ne'man Bisurin, Hecha Tibiyado. V'chein Neri quote the Tosfos in Mesechas Me'ila on Daf Chaf Aleph, that Tosfos we've also discussed. Why don't you say Bittul Barov? Okay, either way, this is the Ksos's Chiddush. Some Achronim, I saw in the Birei Adaf, discussed how the Ksos works out with our Gemara, which seems to be treating Hektish as a regular case of Muchzakus, and the Ksos's Chiddush is that doesn't work in that normal way. Okay, let's continue though. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Shchiv Meira, Sha'amart, Mana Laploni Biyadi, the Amru, Yisomim Paranu, Shchiv Meira says, I owe so-and-so 100. The Yisomim say, we paid. Ne'emanim, they're believed. But if the person says, give, more actively, give money to Ploni, and the Yisomim say we pay, they're not believed. Says the Gemara, Klapi Laya. What's going on here? Which direction? Ifcha Mistavra. It makes more sense to say the opposite. Tanu is creating a greater chiyuv. So there you would have thought the Yisomim pay. Amar Tanu Mana, if the Shemira had said, give so and so Tanu Mana, Kiva de Paskav on the Milsa, since their father was very clear, give, there was for sure a loan, Ikala Mema de Pare, there, maybe we should assume that maybe they paid, because that was a serious sivui. Mana Laploni Biyadi, but if it's just, we owe him, but doesn't say give, so maybe that shows he's not so sure. Kiva de lo pasik avon la milsa, since their father wasn't posik, ikal mamet lo pare, maybe they didn't pay. Because they weren't so clear, so it should be just the opposite, Rabba. So where says, okay, switch it. Ela, I idmar hachi idmar. If you have the statement of Rabba, this is how you should understand it. Shchimira sha'amar mana laploni biyadi. A shchimira that says, mana laploni biyadi, va'amar yisomim chazar, vi'amar lanu, abba parati. They switch the case. This is Mana Laploni Biyadi, and the Yisomim say, our father changed his mind. And says, oh, I paid up already. I paid him up already. Ne'emanim, they're believed. My time, it's Kuri Mitkar, because you could say, the father remembered. He said, oh, I owe him. Oh, I forget. You know, somebody on their deathbed might not remember everything. He didn't tell them to go pay. He said, oh, I owe him money, and then he remembers that he has paid him already. So that's why the Malveh would have to prove that it hasn't been paid up yet. But Tnu Mana Laploni, V'yamar Yisomim, maybe he says Tnu, and then the Yisomim say, Chazav Yamar Abba Parati, and then our father says, no, he paid up already, Einam on him there, they would not be believed, Demisa the Pare, Lo Havi Amar Tnu. If he really, for sure, paid, he would have said Tnu, with such certainty. And therefore, saying Tnu, the Yisomim, would have to prove that it was already paid up, and if they don't, they would have to pay. Good. Boi Rava. Last couple of lines. Shchiv Meira Shehoda. A Shchiv Meira that is Moda that he owes money. Right, he owes somebody money. Shehoda. Rashbam. Two more days of Rashbam before we get back to Rashbam's grandfather. Shchive Rasha Hoda, Baal Chovo Toenlo, a Baal Chov says, Manali Biatcha, a Baal Chov says, you owe me money. Vamar Lohaini says, yes, I do. I do owe you money. To Kai Gavna Amrina, because that's what it says in Sanhedrin. He quotes Sar Shiomar Atemidai. He has to, if somebody's Mode, he has to appoint witnesses. Back to the Gemara. Do you say that the regular rules apply? We know that certain rules, as we discussed back in the ninth parak, don't apply to Shchemi, right? He's not be a rule breaker, right? So, Sarach Lomar Atemei Dai, or ain't Sarach Lomar Atemei Dai? Does a Shchemi have to appoint witnesses or not? Atemei Dai or not? Also, Sarach Shigamar Ksuvu, or ain't Sarach Lomar Ksuvu? Does he have to command them to write? Right? That the, like in the regular case, back on Daf Mem, Hodah Bifnei Shtayim, Betzarach Lomar Ksuvu. Usually, Edim cannot write a shtar of an admittance unless they're given instructions to do that. What about a Shchivira? Could that be recorded automatically or not? Oh, Betzarach Lomar Ksuvu. Again, going to the root of the magic of Shchivira, right? Do we say that all of these are automatic also. Adem mishata b'shas b'isa. Wait, not the mishata b'shas b'isa. Do we say that a person might not be perfectly serious when he dies or not? Or we say otherwise? So, basa d'baye hada pashta, after the question was asked, he answered, ain't not the mishata b'shas b'isa, v'divei shchivira k'chsu v'nechu misurin damu. And therefore, all of these are allowed. Tosfos says, in the Tosfos v'divrei, lo boi lameimar de davka kichsuv nechu misurin. It doesn't mean literally, it's as if it's written and signed. It just means that it's very serious. Ela alimutuva. It's strong ki dvar maksuvin. It's as if they're written. Hilka chavikilu amar kisvu. It doesn't mean it's as if it's written already. It means that you have the power to then write. V'yihar be'yipi koach asu chachavim b'shchiv meira. Right, the Rabbanan gave the Shchemira much power to give without a Maisa Kinyan, right, and maybe even on Shabbos. We discussed that there are certain problems that Shchemira doesn't get out of. Right, we discussed in the ninth parak, Dover Shalova La'olam. Right, it could be that the Shchemira does not get out of that problem because that's a different type of problem. And therefore, it's not going to work. Even though the Gemara had a maskana there that said, oh, maybe to his children he would give, right, which makes it seem like just a Gemira's Das issue, not a problem of the Kenyan issue, even by Adavar Shlob Ala Olam, but that is, these few lines really belong in the ninth parak. And also remember we discussed, other cases, we just mentioned this, Derech Agav 2 days ago, other cases, a person on their deathbed, are they believed? A woman on her deathbed that says she was Mizana, and then she gets better. Right, the case of the Chavos Yoyer, or the case of the Chassab Sofer Shochet at the end of his life, says, oh, I trafed up all these beets, and it's not kosher, and I feel so bad, and then he gets better and says, oh, I was just joking. No, it's not true. So do we say a person is not Meshata, Meshas Bisa, or not? Right, that's a discussion in our Gemara right here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, says the last Mishnah in Baba Basra. Rabosai, we are here, we made it to the last Mishnah, it's really the last Mishnah in Meseches Nezikin, as we know, the three Babas used to form one Mesechta, and now we are on the last Mishnah of the third, until we get to a totally new world, that of Meseches Sanhedrin. But says the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, Mesechta doesn't end off in a quiet way. The last Mishnah brings up a very important, strong sugya that comes up all over Shas, and that's the sugya of Shibudim. The sugya of liens of property being connected to a loan. I borrow money, my property is now lien to you. If I can't pay you back, you can go to my property. The concept of Shibudim. What is that? Is that a Daraisa? Is that a Darabanan? Which property? Which cases? That's his whole sugya of Shibudim. So Arvos and Shibudim are these last two sugyas. Says the Mishnah, Hamal v'schaveiro b'shtar, if somebody lends money to their friend with a shtar, go v'minachasim mishubadim. The malve could go and collect from nechasim shubadim, from properties that the love has since sold to other people. He can go and collect. Right, says the Rashbam, afilu ein kasuv bo achrayus. Even if it doesn't mention it in the shtar, we know for the beginning of Bava Metzia, achrayus to is sofer. Even if achrayus is not recorded, then to is sofer. It's a mistake by the sofer. Really, it's automatic, and therefore, even if it's not written, it can be collected. The Ritva notes, again, the Gemara is going to say this as well, but I'll just mention it. The Ritva says it on the Mishnah. This is only if the Baal Chov doesn't have any, the Loved doesn't have any other property, even Ziburis. even Ziburis, he has nothing. If he has anything, then there is no sheep but created. Again, the Gemara is going to say this, but the Ritva says it just here. Pirish, Kovim Minchad Mishubatim, Pirish Bishvua. He says, first of all, you have to take a Shvua when you collect from Mishubatim. Ukishain Sham Nachazim Nechara Nafilu Ziburis Bimedina Zu. There's no property. Shalo Yotzi Malve Mana Al Mana. Okay, well, we're not going to get into that right now. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. If somebody is malve b'shtar, go with minchasim mishubatim. Ayde edim, if there's no shtar, but there's only witnesses, go with minchasim edechorin. So then you can only collect from what the loves still has. You cannot go to things that have been sold in the interim. Hotzi alav ksav yado shu chayev lo. Another Shas topic, ksav yad. What is the status of a ksav yad? Ksav yad means it's not a document signed by two witnesses. It's an IOU. It says, I hereby promise to pay you so-and-so. I owe you a ksav yad. So if somebody takes that a ksav yad, shu chayev lo, go v'minachasim v'nechorin. The Mishnah seems to say it is not a shtar. A ksav yad does not have the status of a shtar. It is something, but it's collectible, but it's not from nechasim mishubatim. Maybe there's no kol that comes out. Right? Look at the Rashbam on the third line. Tekiman deikatarti shtar ve'edim, by a regular shtar, there's a shtar, there's the story recorded, and there are edim that sign on it, mafki le'lakala. Then a call goes out, ulakuchos hudavtido anafshayu. The later buyers, it's their fault, shelo chakru b'davar. They didn't do the proper research, v'yanichu b'nei chorin lamocha. They should have left b'nei chorin for the malva to collect from. But a ksavya doesn't have that. Ksavya doesn't have the edim. It only has the shtar. It only has the story written, and that's not good enough to create a kol. That's why it's only able to collect from the chasim b'nei chorin. Arev hayotzi lachar chizim shtaras. Now we're mixing the last two. We're getting back to Arev a little bit. In Arev, that signs, it commits, but it's written after the signatures in the shtar. Go b'nei chasim b'nei chorin. So that Arev is only responsible for what he has, not for stuff that he sold. Because that's not, that Arev piece of it is not considered in shtar, because it's after the signatures. Maisu balav Rabbi Yishmael. The story that came in front of Rabbi Yishmael. Va'amar govim nechasim nechorin. Rabbi Yishmael said that you could collect from this arev from nechasim nechorin. Amar lo ben nanas in a govim nechasim nechubadim nechasim nechorin. Ben nana says no. This, if the arev signs after the signatures, you can't collect from him at all. Not from Nechazim Mishubadim, and not from Nechazim B'nei Chorin. Right, because any Arif after the Matan Mos, and it's added in later, he doesn't mean it seriously. Amar lo lama, Rabbi Shmuel says, why? Amar lo says, benanas, hari achonik ezecha bashuk. If somebody is strangling their friend in the shuk, umazo chaveiro, and I go over and I see Ruvait strangling Shimon, v'amar lo hanach levanetin lucha, stop strangling him, I'll pay you. Just let him go. Just let him go. Does he really have to pay in that case? Says Benanas, no. Patur. Shalo ala emuna so hilveyu. He didn't really mean it. He wasn't like, he didn't say, oh, you know what? If, you give him a loan, you know, I'll pay you back. That's not happening here. He's just saving him from being strangled. So just like there. So too, if you have an arev that's signed after the document, that's the same thing. Ella says Benanas, ezehu arev shu chayev hilveyu, chayev. What's an arev? That you're chayev? Halveyu ani nosim lecha. In a case where the Arif says, you know, go lend him money and I will pay you. That's a case of Arif. Chayiv. Shekein al emuna so hilveyu. Because he gave him the money, because he said I'll pay him, that's why he gave him the money in the first place. So that's the only time when an Arif would work. Good. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, and we end off a little agadata, but related to Benanas. V'yamar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael hears that. Here's this statement from Benanas, and he's like, wow. Harotze sheyachkim, yasuk b'dini mamanis. If somebody wants to become wise, being osek in dine mamanis. She'en lecha miksoa b'Torah. There is no miksoa. There was no area in the Torah. Godol mehen, the Bach says. Greater. Is that quantitative? Is that qualitative? But you gotta be osek in dine mamanis. Vehein kema'ayan hanoveya. And it is a spring that doesn't stop, that keeps overflowing. Veharotze sheyasuk b'dini mamanis. And once you're dine mamanis, yishame sheshimim benanas. You know, Ben Nanas, he's the man, and they have to be Meshameshim. As we know, it doesn't say Yilmad, Yeshamesh, as the Gemara says in Brachas. Gedola Shimusha Yosem Elimuta. You have to be near him. You have to be next to him. So that's how the Mishnah ends. A lot written about this. Dafka Dini Mamanis. It's ironic. Dini Mamanis, in the world of Torah, seems to be the most similar to regular legal law out there. The Mishnah doesn't say, if you want to become wise, Osigadini Kachim. There's another Gemara that says that. right? The six questions we're going to be asked. Shabbos, Lamed Aleph. What is the Gemara? They did the last two questions. Hey, Vanta, Davar, Mitov, Davar. And, right, if you are, Osek in wisdom, right? And that's Kachem and Taurus. Right? The last two questions. So again, there's wisdom there too. But what's this Gemara adding? Dafka Didi Mamanis. Why? Explain some of the Achronim. Because if you have a whole world that has no connection to the reality that we live in, Kachem and Taurus, Mela, that's in the, you see the uniqueness of Torah. But it could be ironically, if we look at Dine Mamanis, which is so close to monetary law, and we see the differences between them, so that'll show us the uniqueness of Torah. Hilchas Ribis, Hilchas Ona'a, there are so many areas of Dine Mamanis, Hilchas Asmachta, right? All of these, it's Dine Mamanis, but it's so close. And I saw one of the Achronim say, it's Dine Mamanis. It's not monetary law. It's Dine Mamanis. If the Torah has what to say about all these, and it's somewhat different. And it's somewhat different than the regular monetary law, and that's how we can see the uniqueness. The Ben Yoyada says, why does the Mishnah call it a Miksoa? Ein lecha Miksoa b'Torah. Why Miksoa? Says the Ben Yoyada, as only he could say, Yesh lomar v'syata d'shmaya. As we say, every paragraph in this five-volume work starts off with that Pesiyat Deshbaya. Miksoa, he says, if you switch around the letters of Miksoa, you can spell out Soakim, screaming, or Uksin, right, thorns. In Dine Mamanis, people are thorns to each other, Uksin. And generally, they're talking, they're screaming at each other, right? And that's why you have to make it a Miksoa. You have to make it a way that to bring them all together and stop the screaming and stop the thorns. And then he quotes the story, which we've quoted in other contexts. He says, there was a story that of a man that was in front of a dayan, and the dayan said he has to pay. He had a machlokas with somebody, he had to pay 100 dinar. And the guy starts screaming at him, Kikruchya, what are you saying? The dayan says, I don't understand. If you would have come to me and asked me a shayla about chametz on Pesach, that some water got in, and I would have said it's chametz, you would have had to throw it out. You wouldn't have screamed at me like that, would you? He says, no. He says, why not? He says, because there nobody else won. Right? If I lose money, okay, fine, but here somebody else got it. Says the Ben Yoyada, that's Soakin. That's Kikruchia, that's Uksin, and that's the Miksoa that we have to try to make Shalom in. Maybe that's related to next week's din, Daf, in the first Perek in Sanhedrin about Pshara. But this is Miksoa. I think we related this to the story of Reb Chaim or of Simcha Zelig that's used to answer the problem on the Rashi. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim that by Mashuach Melchama, right, if somebody planted a vineyard, he could go home, if he didn't get to use it yet. If somebody just got married, he could go home. If somebody built a house, he could go home. Why? Because maybe he's going to die in war, and the Ish Acher, Yechadchena, the Ish Acher, right, maybe you'll die in war, and the Torah says somebody else might marry her. Somebody else will enjoy the fruits. Ask the Bali Musar, you know, what does that mean? Just say he'll die in war, he won't get to enjoy it. Why does it emphasize and say, no, someone else might enjoy it? Rashi quotes there in Shoftim, Dvar Agmas Nefesh Huzeh. It's painful. What does that mean? So, we don't have time to get back into the story of Reb Simcha Zelig and Reb Chaim, but it's basically the same idea as the story that the Ben Yoyada says here. Because it's when somebody loses something, fine, but when somebody loses something and somebody else gets it, that's even more painful. Right? The Torah is giving insight into human psychology. And that's what Miksoa, Uksin, and Tzoakin, that's the Ben Yoyada right here. Okay, we have to continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, let's get the Machlokes on the page, and then, Be'ez Hashem, next daf, tomorrow, we'll talk more about it in the last daf. Machlokes Amaroyim, Amar Ula, Dvar Torah, Echan Milva Bishtar, Echan Milva Alpeh, Govim Minachaz Mishubatim. Says Ula, on a Da'oraisa level, even a Milva Balpeh should collect from leaned property. My time, Shibuda Da'oraisa. Because the concept of Sheba, the concept of when I owe you something, not only do I owe you what I have, but all my property is also connected to that loan. So that concept is a Da'oraisa context. So why Midr Abana are we Mako and say, or depending on who, why Midr Abana do we say that you cannot collect from people who bought it? Because they have no idea. If it's not recorded, if I buy something from you, I have no idea that you owe somebody, so it's not fair. So that's what Chazal said, you know, you cannot collect from them. Yachi Milva Bishtar Nami, why didn't you say the same thing by Milva Bishtar? No, Hasam Inhu Ninu Da'apsidu Anafshayu. They, it's their fault. Because if it's a milva b'shtar, it's recorded, there's a kol, and they should have known that if this guy owes a lot of money, they should have made sure to leave him a certain amount that he could pay from. And if not, they have to be ready to pay up. That is all ula. V'raba amar dvar Torah echad mil v'bishtar v'echad mil v'alpeh eino goveh. Elam v'nechazah b'nei chorin. Rabbi says, no, really, on a daraisa level, there's no such thing as shibudim. No such thing as shibudim on a daraisa level. Parenthetically, the Rishonim say, so why would Beis Din ever go down and collect from somebody? Right? Kofin, we find in other various places in Shas that Beis Din forces people. So that might be on a drabbanan level, or that might be based on the principle of kofin al mitzvah saseh. Not based on the concept of shibudim, but prias balchov is a mitzvah, so they're kofin al mitzvah saseh. So it's more on the gavra than on the property. So that's what this person would have, this sheet would have to say. But either way, Rabba holds on a daraisa level, no. My time is shibudim lav daraisa. Umata mamru milva vishtar govim minachasa mishubadim. So then why do we give the malveh Bishtar an opportunity to collect from Mishubadim? Kedesh lo tin odelas befei lovin. Because if people don't think that they have ways to collect from, then they wouldn't lend in the first place. So we don't want the door to be closed in front of lenders. Ihachi milva panami. So why do you say the same thing by milva alpe? So hasam less like kala, as we said. No, there, it's the balance of allowing people to buy things and allowing people to lend money. So that's why it's a balance and we need to, that's why we have the chiluk of milva bishtar milva alpe lamaisa. Umi Amar, just finishing this up. Umi Amar Rabba hachi. Did Rabba really say this? Rabba holds shibud alav daraisa. The Amar Rabba, but didn't Rabba say, we have this back in the eighth parak or so, that when a father dies, and then after a father dies, a balchov pays him back, and now his children get back what was owed to their father. Does a bechor take double in that property that was paid back? So it depends. Gavu karka, if the brothers collected karka, yeshlo. So then the bechor has pishnayim. That's considered muchzak, not ra'ui. Gavu mos einlo. If they get money, no, he doesn't get a double portion, because that's called ra'ui. So what do you see from there? That the karka was called meshubid. When the father died, it was considered ki'ilu, it was his, and that's why his oldest son, if you get a double portion. So you see, Rabba holds shibud daraisa. V'chitema eifach d'rabba d'ula, u'd'ula d'rabba. And if you think we should just switch the shitas, doesn't work. Because we have a statement that says, ula also holds shibud daraisa. V'yamar ula d'var torah balchov dina v'ziburis. A balchov can collect from ziburis property. So, out of the same, they both hold. So Gemara says, Rabba taimila demeim arava kamar v'lelo sfirale. Rabba over there by the Bechor is not saying his own shita. He's saying the shita of the Bnei Ma'arava, what they held. But he himself wouldn't say that. He himself would hold shibuda lav da'araisa. Okay, there's a lot to talk about by shibudim. One of the major discussions is, if we hold shibuda da'araisa, is that only on karka? Or is that even on metaltalin? That is a major machlokas we showed him. The first Rashbam right here says both. Rashbam says, what's first of all, what's the source for Shibud Daraisa? So the Rashbam quotes one pasuk, Yotzi Elecha Ho'avot, right, he'll take you out by Mashkon, V'huadin L'makarkoi, and also by Karka. So he says Metaltalin and Karka. Rabbeinu Gershom quotes a different source, Evan Lovelish Malveh, but the Rashbam said it's Karka and Metaltalin. The Chachmei Sfarad, the Rashba, and others also say it's Karka and Metaltalin. Fine. But there are other Rishonim, Rashi and Bamitsiya, and Tosfos here and others that say that no, it's only Karka. It's not Metaltalin. That's a major machlokas Rishonim. The Me'iri here says, maybe I'll just read the Me'iri. The Me'iri here says, no, it's only on Karka, because that's what he is, that's what he relies on. Says the Me'iri right here. Zeshus pasaknu v'tashmud araisa shadavarim nirinkach shamidus adivish avedus nachasim l'kal ava v'may shadaitu shalmalve somechas alav kigon karkaos shebimetaltalin lo nomar la olam shibudad araisa shelo somcha aleim da'as hamalve v'yibibnei shehu govim mehem b'chaye love ein zek love. He collects it when the love is alive? No, that's different. Collecting from the love and collecting from Mishubadim is a different type of collection. Shemachu gove mimenu einu b'tara shibud ve'eno choleg ba'atzmo shalov elomar shibud alav da'araisa. Devadim yinev afil b'glibet al katvei davim mikarkoi. So the Biri is a Karka fan and not a Metaltalin fan. Okay, either way, there's a lot more here. There's a lot of chakiros regarding Shibudim. Beth Hashem, we'll have to leave that for the last stop. Beth Hashem, when we continue with the next stop. Again, today's Shia was sponsored, three sponsors, but today's Shia was in memory of Rabbi Avram Yedidya Ben Yaakov Berger, a dedicated husband, father, and grandfather devoted to Chassid of Gur. It's also sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Ha'isha Rivka Bas Shifra, and it's also sponsored L'Refua Shalema Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya, a pillar of the Broker Talk community, and we wish Refua Shalema to him, and we wish Shama Shavan Aliyah to the other sponsorships. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, next time we finish up Be'ez Hashem 176.